Hello, Quizheads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia episode number 206. I'm Leon, your pub quizmaster from Hereford, UK, and this is your pub quiz in a podcast. Yes, four more rounds of pub quiz style trivia coming your way to test the old grey matter. Before we get started, a quick hop into the postbag. Charlotte Thurkettle says, recently discovered your podcast. It's my birthday this week, February the 28th. Be great to have a shout out. Charlotte, happy birthday. Steve Herbert says, would like a sneaky shout out to his wife, Kat, and amazing daughter, Hallie. Conrad Oliver is playing all the way from South Africa. He says, my colleagues and I spend most of our lunch breaks fighting for the title of top quizzer. A shout out to the team at Detoit Lambrechts Incorporated. What are the chances of having a South African themed round as a variation of the geography rounds? Yeah, that's something I definitely need to do. And an Australian round, I feel, is long overdue as well. And also hello to Lauren Braley, who says congratulations to Connor for completing his first half marathon in Brighton. Very proud from Lauren. That's an incredible achievement, Connor. Well done. On with this week's quiz. What's coming your way? Well, we got a final fling. We'll be playing a round of Wipeout. The entertainment round is back, but let's start with general knowledge. Good luck. Okay then, round number one of Takeaway Trivia this week is your general knowledge round. 10 questions, mixed bag trivia. Good luck. Number one, who was the owner of Winnie the Pooh? Not on about the writer, I want to know who was the owner. So number one, who was the owner of Winnie the Pooh? Number two, what is the nickname for Arsenal Football Club? Number two, what is the nickname for Arsenal Football Club? Number three, in golf, what is the name for a second chance at a shot? Number three, in golf, what is the name for a second chance at the shot? Number four, what do the initials HMRC stand for here in the UK? So number four, what do the initials HMRC stand for here in the UK? Number five, in the Mr. Men series, what colour is Mr. Perfect? We had a similar question a few weeks ago. Number five, in the Mr. Men series, what colour is Mr. Perfect? Number six, what number shirt is worn by a fullback in rugby union? Number six, what number shirt is worn by a fullback in rugby union? Makes it sound like some gorilla, doesn't it? Like a silverback or something. Number seven, a hysterectomy is a medical procedure to remove which part of the body? Number seven, a hysterectomy is a medical procedure that removes which part of the body? Number eight, and now for something completely different, is a quote from which comedy show? And now for something completely different is a quote from which comedy show? Number nine, in centimetres, how tall are the hour figures on the clock face of Big Ben? I know that's not the name of the clock. I know that's the bell, but everyone knows it as Big Ben. Number nine, in centimetres, how tall are the hour figures, so the Roman numerals that depict the hour, how tall are those figures on the clock face of Big Ben or Queen Elizabeth Tower? And number 10, which mechanical animal, that's a great name for a band, isn't it, the mechanical animal, which mechanical animal do the greyhounds chase at a dog racetrack? So number 10, which mechanical animal do greyhounds chase at a dog racetrack? I cannot wait to see them live in concert or playing Glastonbury in 10 years' time. It's mechanical animal. All right, then, there you go. There's your 10 questions on general knowledge this week. You'll have to wait a little while for the answers. They're coming up after round two, which is next. For round number two this week, we delve into the world of entertainment. There's music, movies, television, and sometimes video games. Here we go, 10 questions. Number one, what was the name of the group who had a hit single back in 1998 with the song Blue, Dabba-Dee, Dabba-Doo? Number one, what was the name of the group who had a hit single back in 1998 with the song Blue, Dabba-Dee, Dabba-Doo? Number two, who was the first host of BBC TV's Bargain Hunt? Number two, who was the first host of BBC Television's Bargain Hunt? Number three, who plays Wayne in the Wayne's World film and TV shows? Number three, who plays Wayne in the Wayne's World films and TV shows? Number four, Brian Ferry was the lead singer of which 70s band? Number four, Brian Ferry was the lead singer of which 70s band? Number five, which of Laurel and Hardy was British born? Question five, which of Laurel and Hardy were British born? Number six, Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red features a sample of which classic Dionne Warwick track? So number six, Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red features a sample of which classic Dionne Warwick track? Number seven, which is the first film in the Bourne franchise? Question number seven, which was the first film in the Bourne franchise? Number eight, what was Britney Spears' first single called? Question eight, what was Britney Spears' first single called? Number nine, in which city is the revival series of Frasier set? So the original was set in Seattle. But number nine, in which city was the revival series of Frasier set? And finally, on the entertainment round this week, number 10, which actor plays Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan? Number 10, which actor plays Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan? That's 10 questions on entertainment. Let's take a look back at the general knowledge round. Here are your answers. Number one, who was the owner of Winnie the Pooh? That was Christopher Robin. Number two, what is the nickname for Arsenal FC? The Gunners. Three, in golf, what is the name for a second chance at a shot? A mulligan. Number four, what do the initials HMRC stand for? It's His Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Number five, in the Mr. Men films, what colour is Mr. Perfect? Blue. Number six, what number shirt is worn by a fullback in rugby union? That's 15. Number seven, a hysterectomy is a medical procedure to remove which part of the body? It's the uterus or womb. Number eight, and now for something completely different, is a quote from which comedy show? Monty Python. Number nine, in centimetres, how tall are the hour figures, or Roman numerals, on the clock face of Big Ben on Queen Elizabeth Tower? They are 60 centimetres or 23 inches. And number 10, which mechanical animal do the greyhounds chase at a dog racetrack? Well, this depends on how strict you want to be when it comes to marking. A lot of people, I have a hunch, might have put rabbit, but technically the correct answer is a hare. You decide on that one. There you go, that's your 10 answers for general knowledge. I'll have the 10 answers for the entertainment round after round three. And I tell you what, we are cramming the questions into this week's Takeaway Trivia, because the next round is another 10 questions, and it is general knowledge. However, this time, there's a sting in the tail. 10 questions are general knowledge, but if you get one wrong, you have to score yourself zero on this round. It's a wipeout round. Now, you are allowed to pass, but if you make an answer and get it wrong, count it as a wipeout. All right then, question number one. Live Forever was the first number one hit for which band? Question number one. The song Live Forever was the first number one hit for which band? Number two, how many holes are there in a round of championship golf? Number two, how many holes are there in a round of championship golf? Number three, which Jim Henson Muppet is 8 feet, 2 inches tall? So number three, which Jim Henson creation is 8 feet, 2 inches tall? It is technically a Muppet, but not necessarily on The Muppet Show. Number four, which English county is known as the Garden of England? Number four, which English county is known as the Garden of England? Question number five, which brand of alcohol is named after a Welsh pirate? Number five, which brand of alcohol is named after a Welsh pirate? Question six, what is the most common crime in the Vatican State? Number six, what is the most common crime in the Vatican State? Question seven, in Star Wars, what is the name of the home planet of the Ewoks? Number seven, in Star Wars, what is the name of the home planet of the Ewoks? Question eight, which sport would you practice if you were a toxophilite? So number eight, which sport would you practice if you were a toxophilite or phylite? That's T-O-X-O-P-H-I-L-I-T-E, toxophilite. Number nine, which English city was known as Glevum in Roman times? Number nine, which English city was known as Glevum in Roman times? And number 10, how many letters are there in the Welsh alphabet? Number 10, how many letters are there in the Welsh alphabet? That's your 10 questions on the wipeout. Don't forget, if you've got one wrong, you have to score yourself zero for the whole round, but you can pass by leaving an answer blank. Returning to the entertainment round just a short while ago. Number one, what was the name of the group who had a hit single in 1998 with the song Blue? That's Dabadi Dabadoo. That was Eiffel 65. Number two, who was the first host of television's Bargain Hunt? David Dickinson. Cheap as chips, as he used to say. Number three, who plays Wayne in Wayne's World, the film and TV shows, or films, I should say? Mike Myers. Number four, Brian Ferry was the lead singer of which 70s band? Roxy Music. Number five, which of Laurel and Hardy was born in Britain? That was Stan Laurel. Number six, Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red features a sample of which classic Dionne Warwick track? Walk On By. What an amazing song that is. Is it Dionne or Dion? It's Dionne Warwick, isn't it? Number seven, which was the first film in the Bourne franchise, The Bourne Identity? Staying with firsts, number eight, what was Britney Spears' first single, Baby, One More Time? Number nine, in which city is the revival series of Frasier set? The original was set in Seattle. The new series that was out last year, that's set in Boston. And number ten, which actor plays Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan? Matt Damon. Okay, it's time to head back to Wipeout. 10 questions. Here's the answers. Number 1, Live Forever was the first number 1 hit for which band? Oasis. Number 2, how many holes are there in a round of championship golf? 18. Number 3, which Jim Henson Muppet is 8 feet 2 inches tall? Big Bird. Number 4, which English county is known as the Garden of England? That's Kent. 5, which brand of alcohol is named after a Welsh pirate? Captain Morgan Rum. Number 6, which is the most common crime in the Vatican State? It's theft or pickpocketing. Number 7, in Star Wars, what is the name of the home planet of the Ewoks? It's Endor. Full name is the forest moon of Endor, so technically not really a planet, is it? Number 8, which sport would you practice if you were a toxophilite? Archery. Number 9, which English city was known as Glevum in Roman times? Gloucester. And 10, how many letters are there in the Welsh alphabet? 28 traditionally, although many now count the letter J, so you could put 29. I'll give you a point for that. There you go, 10 questions on the wipeout, done. The entertainment round, done. So, are you ready for the final fling? I hope so, because it's next. Time to pounce on to the final round of takeaway trivia this week then. 15 questions, mixed bag potluck trivia, although, as always, slightly trickier than the previous rounds. Number 1, which two colours feature on a barber's pole? Question number 1, which two colours feature on a barber's pole? You know, those famous stripy colours. What two colours are they? Number 2, clinophobia, C-L-I-N, and then O-phobia, is the fear of what? Number 2, clinophobia is the fear of what? Number 3, if you have gastric flu, which part of you is unwell? Number 3, if you have gastric flu, which part of you is unwell? Number 4, which sport do the New York Giants play? Question number 4, which sport do the New York Giants play? Number 5, the village of Gotham is in which English county? Yes, we have a Gotham. Question number 5, the village of Gotham is in which English county? Number 6, who was the first British boxer to win the super heavyweight Olympic title? So question number 6, who was the first British boxer to win the super heavyweight Olympic title? Question number 7, deoxyribonucleic acid is more commonly known by what short form? So number 7, deoxyribonucleic acid is more commonly known by what short form? You will have heard of this. Number 8, excluding the USA, which country is home to the most McDonald's restaurants? So number 8, excluding the USA, which country is home to the most McDonald's restaurants? Question number 9, the first Odeon cinema opened in 1930 in which English city? Number 9, the first Odeon cinema opened in 1930 in which English city? So number 10, Le Meilleur Pâtissier is the French version of which TV show? Le Meilleur Pâtissier, I think it is. Le Meilleur Pâtissier. Question number 10, Le Meilleur Pâtissier is the French version of which TV show? I hope I've pronounced that roughly right and haven't just offended loads of French listeners. Number 11, in the UK, what colour code teaches children about road safety? So number 11, in the UK, what colour code teaches children about road safety? And believe it or not, the actor that used to play Darth Vader was the guy that fronted this campaign. You'd be scared crossing the road with Darth Vader, though, wouldn't you? You just want to get to the other side, not the dark side. Number 12, in which sport would you commonly use the terms chucker, neck shot, and millionaire's shot? Question number 12, in which sport would you commonly use the terms chucker, neck shot, and millionaire's shot? Number 13, false or true, Mickey Mouse has five fingers. Keeps them in a little box. Hides them away from Minnie. No, number 13, false or true, Mickey Mouse has five fingers. Number 14, who played Sam Witwicky in the Transformers franchise? Number 14, who played Sam Witwicky in the Transformers franchise? And finally, this week, number 15, Dua Lipa is an honorary ambassador of which republic? Question number 15, Dua Lipa is an honorary ambassador of which republic? That's it, your 15 questions on the final fling. Good luck. Feel free to pause the podcast at this point if you haven't got all your answers together. But if you're ready, let's find out what they are. The answers to the final fling then. Number one, which two colours feature on a barber's pole? It's red and white stripes. I believe it comes from when barbers used to do really close shaves, and if they got blood on their towels, they'd hang them out to dry. So you get the red and white of the clean towels and the bloody towels. And number two, clinophobia is the fear of what? That's going to bed. Number three, if you have gastric flu, which part of you is unwell? Your stomach. Number four, which sport do the New York Giants play? American football. Five, the village of Gotham is in which English county? It's in Nottinghamshire. The next Batman film is going to be very different. Number six, who was the first British boxer to win the super heavyweight Olympic title? Audley Harrison. Number seven, deoxyribonucleic acid is more commonly known by what short form? DNA. Eight, excluding USA, which country is home to the most McDonald's restaurants? It's China with 3,500 restaurants. The UK is currently in seventh place with 1,274. Number nine, the first Odeon cinema opened in 1930. In which English city? Birmingham. Number 10, Le Meilleur Pâtissier is the French version of which TV show? The Great British Bake Off. Number 11, in the UK, what colour code teaches children about road safety? It's the green cross code. And David Prowse, who was the actor that played Darth Vader, was the green cross code man. Number 12, in which sport would you commonly use the terms chucker, neck shot, and millionaire shot? It's polo. Number 13, false or true, Mickey Mouse has five fingers? That is false. He's got four fingers. Nemo's got fish fingers. Number 14, who played Sam Witwicky in the Transformers franchise? Shia LaBeouf. And 15, Dua Lipa is an honorary ambassador of which republic? The Republic of Kosovo. Total up your scores and find out if you are a takeaway trivia champion this week. You deserve to be. Well done. Don't forget to give us a follow wherever you get your podcast from, so the brand new editions of Takeaway Trivia are delivered straight to your device. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button too. And I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that Central Park's lampposts in New York contain a set of four numbers that can help you navigate? The first two tell you the nearest street. The next two tell you whether you're closer to the east or west side of the park. Even numbers signal east. Odd numbers signal the west. There you go. So if you're lost in Central Park, now you know what to do. Have a great week. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.